So yeah, this person is called Om Janamim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapatne Mitayo Savitva Pranamam 54th last time we have discussed it. I want to just to bring your notice. గుణరహితం కామనారహితం ప్రతిక్షణ వర్ధమానం అవిచ్ఛిన్నం సూక్ష్మతరం అనుభవ రూపం.
హరియో, కెన్ ఐ కమ్ ఇన్? నో.
గుణరహితం, గుణ మీన్స్ త్రీ గుణస్. ఎనీథింగ్ దట్ వీ డూ ఈజ్ మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ గుణస్. సో దిస్ ప్రకృతి, what we call, which is the material cause of the entire universe, divided itself into two categories, the subject and then the object. Subject means each one of them. Object means everything we deal with. For example, made up of tattva, rajas, sam. What is tattva? 20 by 20, 15 by 15, 10 by 10, no, means how I look at things. That is called sattva. Pure thought, we look at it, that is called sattva sari. With the desire, when we look at it, that is called rajas way. And with, I don't take notice at all. That is why accidents happen, other things. Tamo guna. So what does guna do? Guna, and one meaning of guna, is rope. What does a rope do? Bind. And this is prema. What does prema do? It releases us. So kama binds us. Prema releases. That's why it is called gunarahita. That is why immediately kamanarahita. So it is, there's no desire at all. So it is, the first class devotee is one. So beautifully described in Krishna Karnamrita. If God says, I don't like you, then the devotee says, that is your headache. Whether you like me or not, it is entirely your. But I like you. That's why Sri Ramakrishna tested Swamiji. You know that for 1 month, see, whenever Narendra comes, before that, Narendra, Narendra, everything Narendra. When Narendra comes, all other Indras disappear. When Narendra comes, his whole mind is concentrated on the immortal. But suddenly, when the moment he sees Narendra is coming, he will turn this way. But Narendra is to come, sit there. He never talked with him, never asked anything, whether he had eaten or anything. 1 month passed. Narendra was coming as usual. So Sri Ramakrishna, after 30 days, he asked me, I don't talk with you. I show my dislike to you. Why do you keep coming? Narendra said, if you don't like me, if you don't want to see me, if you don't want to talk to me, that is your headache. I like to see you. I like to hear you. That's why I come. This is called reaction. And then, the way that, you know, below on the earth, no, Kulasai Karalba. Oh, yes, he said that your beautiful Mukunda Malas there. There he is telling. It's a big, big poem. Oh Lord, if you want, you make me born in, even bring me Kitaka life, insect life. One thing only don't deprive, that my love for you, don't take it. Then, other than that, do whatever you like. Suppose you come and say, I will not give you moksha. That's absolutely fine. I'm very happy. Or if you attain moksha, what I said, you will be very happy. Now what are you doing? Very happy. So he doesn't, a true devotee doesn't worship God desiring liberation. Because he is getting the liberation here. He says to God, I don't care whether you give liberation, whether you like me or not, whether you put me to torture or not, I will not take care. Do not deprive me of my devotion. That is the only thing that I want. Let me be a human being, an insect, anything, it doesn't be anything. Of course, we are talking the highest devotion. That is called Kamana. Pratikshana Vartamana. Every minute it grows. So we give an example. So rain falls on the mountain. It becomes what? Small, trickling drops of water. As it comes down, what happens? It goes on growing, and it becomes almost like a torrent, very powerful, but ultimately where does it end?
Ocean.
Sagara. Sagara. That is why Nadi is called the tree, Sagara is called the husband. Purusha. So every woman desires to be united. Every devotee wants to be united. God is Ananda. So our trickling devotion has big one pressure. It goes on increasing. There will be no decrease. Whereas every other type of desire, it goes on decreasing. The more you enjoy, the less it becomes. That is why pratikshana vartamanam. Avichinna. So you don't see chinna for a river. It is always one continuous force. And sukshmataram, the more it becomes, the more deeper it goes, difficult to understand, much difficult to express it. Ultimately, it is inexpressible. And then anubhava rupa. It's a very important word. It is of the nature of anubhava. Who do we know that a person is devotion? He is the proof. I am seeing God. So if somebody comes and says, you prove to me, you are seeing, maybe you are a power. I am quite happy with my power. So which one do you prefer? You are not power, very unhappy. You are power, very happy. Which one do you prefer?
Happiness.
Only power. We want to become power, in fact. Unable to become power. It's not easy to become power. Why? Because whatever we do, we alter it. Pagalami, you are not controlling pagalami. Pagalami is madness is controlling you. So we want to be controlled by God. After that, you do whatever. Until that time, God always wants to control us. But we are his children. He knows. But we want to run away from him. But when the delusion breaks, then we see the only substance, the only reality is God. Then we see that God. Then we want to fall into it. This is called Sharanagati. You know what is Sharanagati? To be controlled by God. Surrender completely. Let him do what he wants to do. So, even if the whole world says, you are stupid, you are idiot. That's what they said to Thapuraj. He had Madhur Babu in his hands. Madhur Babu himself said, Baba, who will look after you if something happens to me? I want to leave a big, where you can get 10,000 rupees in a year. Came in there. Thakur became mad. Why? Is my mother, am I an anatha? I am not an anatha. My mother is there. And she is the one who has given you, who is giving you, who is protecting the whole world. So he said, Vasyopanjat, we get that beautiful, this one. Pushan. Ekarshe. Pushan. Ekarshe. You are the lonely traveler. Yama. Surya. Prajapatya, Vyuharasmi, Samoha, withdraw river, because I can't look at you. I want to see how you look like. What do we see? This light obstructs. Light means distraction. If you want to see somebody's face, then if somebody is putting that light upon you can't see. So you have to pray. You please turn the light upon your face. I want to see how you look. Then, next, sutra. Tat praptya tadeva avalokayati. Once a person had got this kind of supreme devotion, tadeva avalokayati. Tadeva means what? Some interpreter, vyakhyanakartas, have interpreted. When a person obtains that prema, he is possessed that by that prema, he is mad with that prema, then prema and Ishvara are one and the same. Can you separate? This is an object and my love for that object is separate. When you think of a loving, something loving, you have to remember the object. And when that object is remembered, your relationship comes into view. Then you say, like a mother, whenever the mother looks at the child, it's pure love. Even when mother is beating the child, it is only pure love. If she is beating the child, it is for her pleasure or for his good. It's only for the good of the child. She doesn't want to beat the neighbor. She beats only her own child. So, even if God may seem to be making our life problematic, he is only doing it for our good. There's a humorous incident, you know. Saint Teresa of Avila. There are two Teresa. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, France, and Saint Teresa of Avila, Spain. She received a commission from God, he will reform our church. So she's, because they were all enjoying the, like the princesses enjoying life in the monastery. Nobody tells. Simply for the sake of formality, they go, attend a little bit, rest of the time, whole night orgies are going. The Lord said to Saint Francis also, Saint Avila, Teresa, go and repair my church. So she went. Had so much of opposition because the monks and the nuns, they don't want to come out of it. Hey, what are you talking? You are eating five times a day. You must eat only once. You are drinking too much of wine. You should never touch wine. You are putting the finest cloth. You should not put finest cloth. So everything, first class, like, you know, second star hotel, like that, they are doing this and wasting devotees' money. So, a lot of opposition is there. So one day she got it, and she was very sick. Throughout her life, practically she was not at all a healthy man, but an iron lady. Iron lady, you know? Margaret Thatcher is called Iron Lady. Very strong lady, smooth talking, but very strong. So one day she complained to Jesus Christ, Lord, how come you told me to do something? I'm trying my level best and you are creating so many obstacles. And he laughed and said, that is how I treat my friends. Immediately she said, now I know why you have so few friends. If this is the way God treats, who is going to become a devotee? Every devotee expects to get something from. True devotee doesn't. Okay, I don't expect anything from you. Let me be devoted to you. But unnecessarily you are creating so many problems in my way. It may be ill health. It may be environment. It may be food. It may be mostly other devotees. Other people. So, this is the Tadeva. Avalokayati. When a devotee attains this supreme devotion, whatever he sees only God. Suppose a tiger comes. What does he see?
Tiger God.
Nagmashaya, he had very poor heart. So just look at this incident. He will not allow any laborer to go there. You are working in the sun. How can I allow for this comfort? That's why no laborer is willing to go and do it. They want to do it, but he will not allow to do that. Every 5 minutes, he says, please come down from the window. And he starts firing. And he starts giving them smoke, starts giving them sweets, start giving, even he borrows and wants to feed. I don't want it. He never used to sit in horse carriage because horse is fixed. When he sits in a boat, he will not allow the boatman to row. He will row. This kind type of person. So, his poor woman hatched a hut ever since bamboo poles like, you know, that one day a devotee went there and saw the chabalwanta man, small insects, ants like, they were living there for generations to be. He was not there. So, one devotee saw it. You Nagmahashaya might not have noticed it. So after a few hours, Nagmahashaya returned, found this fellow killed thousands of these ants, and the rest he threw it away in the forest. It's all forest land. Nagmahashaya noticed, God, what we grew generations together, they have occupied it, is their home. He was started beating his head, and the devotee is feeling, I should commit suicide. Now he is beating himself. He went where he threw and brought them. Said, I promise you, from today somebody will disturb me. This kind of thing. Funny thing also. Swami Virajananda and I think Swami Prakashananda were sent by Swamiji to preach. They were living there. They had 2-3 small rooms. Only one room, the water will not leak. That's where they used to sleep, husband and wife. His wife was a divine lady. Nobody could put up with her. So, when these two swamis came, they were spending whole night where there was heavy downpouring. It is only Namkavas. Nothing was there. Because he will not allow any repair to be done. And these people were feeling comfortable. Anyway, they had to stay. I was trying. Suddenly at 3 o'clock, I found some nice aromatic smells for them. Because they had to begin very fast. So his wife started cooking at 3 o'clock. All varieties. Then he, Nagmahashaya, he said, all borrowed money. He didn't have money. Borrowed all the materials from the shopkeeper. And all shopkeepers ready to give at any time. And if they say him, sir, do you want from me to take, you take. Because they believe, if they give, not free, if he is the first person to buy, whole day many customers will be come. Very honest. They knew he will die, but he will not give the money. So then he brought cooking. Early morning, after bathing, etc. What is bathing? Go down out of the house. But the houses will be on poles. Because the flood comes, the water range is 6 to 8 feet. They will go. So they will go out and then just take a towel and some soap and wash the water. Breakfast, 7-8 items. He will see. Each item he wants to give this much. Not much. He will not eat himself. His wife will not eat. Only Sagar should be. Such bhakti, very oppressive. You become fed up. Not feeding up. Fed up. So, somehow, he could eat a little. And then, immediately she started cooking for me. Afternoon snack. Afternoon snack is over. Suddenly she started cooking for night. Varieties of curries, rice, things that when they are good cooked. East Bengal, wonderful. So one day, somehow, second day, they conspired. We stay here. We are going to die. Because this is the man will not leave us. How are we going to eat so much, digest so much? So sometimes this is what I call oppressive puppet. So somehow they persuaded him, we have to go to different villages. You have to go like that. They told something. They wanted to stay. But this kind of treatment is one way of, so I'm getting rid of your guests. He did too much. And then he took the train station. There was a train. And it was, you know, in the Indian train is overbooked. So there was no place. He started beating his head. You sadhus have come. And we have wretched householders cannot give a little space. And blood started coming. Some people who knew him and said, hey, he is a saint. If he does like that, we will have there will be an accident. So they made his place. And they made them very comfortable. Then only he could go. This type of person. What compassion. This is called Arado. That's why Swami Vivekananda gave holiday for his blacks. He will not give. But when Nagamahashaya comes, there is a beautiful conversation. You don't know what supplication I might have given one day. One day with Nagamahashaya. That is another instance with Holy Mother. But this is with Swamiji. So that day, sadhus wanted to make pranam. Sadhus should not make pranam to householders. But he will not accept it. No. He is Shiva. What conversation? Swamiji is telling, Nagamahashaya, sometimes I get to doubt whether I am doing right or not. No, sir. It is all Sri Ramakrishna's work. You are Shiva. Whatever you do will conduce to the good of the world. Whatever. I see Shiva himself. And Sharachandra Chakravarti, one devotee, he was very fond of Nagamahashaya. He wanted initiation from Nagamahashaya. Nagamahashaya refused and said, I don't give initiation. But he was going to get initiation from Shiva himself. From whom did he get?
Swamiji.
Because in his eyes, he was nothing but Paramashiva only. Thakur is Mahavishnu. That is the eyes which you look. And our Holy Mother is Ma Kali, Ma Parvati, Ma Saraswati, Ma Mahalakshmi. No less than that. That is called Paramabhakti. Tadeva Avalokayati. Wherever he says, something reminds him, this is God, this is God, this is God, this is God, everything is God. For Hindus, this is the highest vision. So a tree, Vanadevata. Gadi, Vayudevata. Neeru, Chaladevata. Purna. Agni, Agni Devata. So, one day Nagamahashaya saw this, Ujjaro, poisonous cobra had entered. Everybody wanted to kill it. Because it was also frightened. It saw people outside. It doesn't want to go. He said, no. Mother Manasa had come. You want to kill? What are you talking about? He said, you go in. You entered into the room. He said, Mom, I'm a poor man. People are frightened. You please go to your own. And then he followed him. Like a toy following, dog following. And told me to, Mother, this is your place. Manasa Devi, in this forum, that is the house, not temple. These are the, so many incidents like that. You know that medication incident? He was a wonderful homeopathic doctor. Wherever, whatever he touched, whichever patient he took, everybody got cured. So what happened? There was a great witch family. Their daughter had become sick. Nobody could cure her. So there's a question. Nagamahashaya is present. And within 1 week, he cured her. Then they were so happy. Their daughter on deathbed now become perfectly healthy. So they brought him inside. On his last visit, oh, many coins. They brought it and said, he said, no. I can't take it. They thought, He was expecting more. So they went inside and then they added some more. Then he said, no, my visiting fee is this much. The cost of homeopathic medicines is this much. Only that much is I deserve. I don't deserve any. That kind of life is only ideal. Don't worry about it. You are ever going to become like that. Thakur kept them. But we show you, it is possible for a man to be God. Okay. Tadeva avalokai means what? He sees nothing but God. Tadeva shuno. Whatever he hears is nothing but Veda. God is Veda. That is why he says, Vedoham, Veda Karma, Veda Krit, Veda, Vedatma. 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is there. Vedanta Veda with Aham. I am the knower of Vedas. I am also the creator of Veda. Creator means I myself am. Can you understand what is? Here is a poet. He writes a poet. What is that poetry? Where from it has come?
The poet.
So part of him is expressing itself in the form of that his knowledge. Man is nothing but his knowledge. And that is a bit of it has come out in that form. So, this God himself, every letter in the alphabet. That is why. So, Tadeva Shrunoti. Every alphabet, every language, what is it? Alphabet. All words are made up of alphabets. Every alphabet is made up of syllables. Syllables. And every sentence is made up of words. So, we have nothing but using syllables. And Divine Mother is considered as the embodiment of knowledge. So, her whole body is made up of alphabet. That is why in the, you know, that chakra like that, different points, E, U, it is all written. And the whole body is nothing but alphabet. This is called Matruka Nyasa. So, simple way of I, Mustabhyam Namaha, Ram, Tarjani Bhyam Swaha, Mam, Matrimabhyam Rishad, Rim, Ram, Kabhyam Mam, Nam, Nishrabhyam Bhushad. This is called Karani. So, on special days, especially Durga Puja, this is start. I am Namaha, Aum Namaha, Im Namaha, Im Namaha, Om Namaha, Om Namaha, Kam Namaha, Kam Namaha, Gam Namaha, Gam Namaha, Gam Namaha, Kim. The whole body is made up of Akshara. What is Akshara? Knowledge. Every object is knowledge. This wonderful concept you won't get in any religion. Explanation. God created. What does he create? Knowledge. It is, we have the knowledge is dealing with knowledge. Subject is knowledge. Object is also knowledge. You follow what I'm saying? So you have a knowledge about yourself. I'm giving illustration because these are a little difficult concepts. I am Swami Dayatma. What is it? I am male. I am an old man. I am a monk. This is the main I am retired. What is very necessary. Otherwise I may think I am in charge of also Russia. Then the other Swami will get blood pressure. I am not talking work. At that time my knowledge was different. Now my knowledge is I am retired. I can only gingerly suggest, not command. This is the knowledge I am having. Everybody, seniors, I talk in one way. Juniors, talk in one way. Devotees, I talk in another way. Servants, I talk in another way. Do you see what point I am making? My knowledge, and I have other people, this person is like that. So, let me talk. The male devotee comes. I can take his hand and shake and then shake anything like that. I can't do that with every mother. I can do with children. No, I can arrange like that. I can do. So my knowledge, that is a jury. So I can do that. This is a grown-up woman. I should not do that. Every second we are dealing knowledge with knowledge. Knowledge is expressed as what? Alphabet. You can't think this is a man. M-A-N. This is a woman. W-O-M. Akshara. This is small. H-T-M-A-L-L. This is old. O-L-D. Everything is knowledge.
Yeah.
Think of it. Yeah. There is nothing concrete there. All knowledge. Your happiness is knowledge. Your dukkha is also knowledge. Everything is knowledge. Suppose your mom forgets you. She doesn't know what to do with you. She doesn't know who you are. Amnesia?
Mm-hmm.
Dementia?
Yeah.
It happens. The children don't know. Oh, what happened? The parent who was the dementia. Anybody can have dementia.
Yeah.
They cannot know. They can't know how
remember
to
remember.
That is what Bhagavad Gita said. Smriti bhramshat buddhi nashah. If you don't remember who is who, what is what, then you don't know what to do. That is called buddhi. And if you don't know what to do whatever you like. That is called sarvanasha. This is just what you are saying, but a devotee, his buddhi also nasha. Why? Only one thing he sees. God. What does he hear? Only God. That's why I gave last class, gave example, Sri Ramakrishna. Then he used to hear the word karana. Karana. Karana means why? Madhya. For us, any drunkard, madhya, wine is served here. Then he would remember wine. What is the purpose of wine? To forget troubles and to be happy for some time. What is the purpose of meditation of God? The same thing, intoxication. Then maithuna. Stri Purusha Sanyoga is called maithuna. Every male, female, they unite. That is how Srishti is. What thoughts will it come? Then we use that word maithuna. Or then, Ramakrishna. Yes. What does he hear?
Special.
Brahma and Vishuddha. Sanyu. The very thing is a combination of Brahman and Shakti. So it takes him to God. If you understand it one way, you go down. If you same thing you understand one way, then you will go up. So Tadeva Shramati, let people drop it, whatever they want. He will only, this is my God's name. This is my God's name. That is all. Tadeva Bhashayati. Whatever he speaks, that means what? Accepting God's name, nothing comes out of his mouth. When he speaks, it is only God. Tadeva Chintayati. Now, there is a relationship. What we talk doesn't suddenly come from the sky. What we have been thinking for a long time. You know, who are thinking about maybe your boss. Rascal, scoundrel, like that. So, after some time, but doesn't stop. After many days, one day you are very angry. You shout at him, rascal. Be surprised. You never spoke about me like that. Oh, sorry, sir, I did not mean. That's what what you done? For the last 3 years, you are meditating upon it. So what is there in the stomach? They say, it will come out. If it is not there, stock is not there. How can it come out? So a devotee is thinking constantly. He is thinking and he speaks and he understands what others speak and he looks. Wherever he looks, it is only God in the present form. That is the nature of devotion. Then he says, Gauni Tridha Punabheda Artha Arthadi Vedadva. Now, earlier, all these descriptions from 51 to 55 is about what? Parabhakti, supreme devotion. All the supreme devotion. Now, we are not in supreme state. There is only the idea. Ours is called Gauni. Vaidhi. It is also called Vaidhi. Vaidhi means Vidhi. Vidhi means you have to do this, you should not do that. Vidhi. So, this Vaidhi Bhakti, whatever it is, it can be divided into three categories. Ridha. Either from the viewpoint of Nas or from the viewpoint of desires. So, Artha, Arthati, Jignas. That is there in Chaturvidha Bhajante, Mam Jana, Sukrutena, Arjuna. Artho, Jignas, Arthati, Gnani, Javaratakshava. So, it is only. First, we deal with Gunas. Three Gunas. The whole universe is consisting of three Gunas. Everything in this universe is consisting of three Gunas. Everything. So, here is a plastic bucket. It consists of three gunas. What is it? A beautifully made plastic bottle. Only plastic bottle. Don't talk about stainless steel and other things. Much less golden bucket. Maharaja's palaces only golden buckets there for throwing rubbish on. So when they throw that rubbish also is golden. So, plastic. There are different qualities. The third class quality is just like that, it will break down. It's looking ugly. Very easily it will be stained. And it is inconvenient to use it. But the same plastic bucket, very strong and very beautifully made. And it is very, very convenient for usage. You love it. So when it is useful, strong and very nice looking, what do you call it? Patrika plastic bucket. When the quality is less, what do you call it?
Rajasthan.
The third last class. After that you can't go down. That is called? Samogana. Carpet. You know how much Suruchi carpet can cost? Persian carpets. Thousands of dollars they will cost. So beautiful. So smooth. And so beautifully designed. And handmade. Factory made also are there. Some wear out very quick. Until the selling point, that's why Indians say, once sold, cannot be returned. Only come back when you want to buy another 2 months. Anything you take in this world, this is it. What to speak of? Devotion also of 3 times. Now because, depending upon which quality is dominant in a particular person. Bhakta. We are talking about Bhakta. The devotion also manifests in that particular format only. But most important for us is to understand it. We should not understand it here in the tamasic fellow. Lazy fellow. He is always sleeps. Such a fellow cannot be a devotee. We should not understand it. A rajasic fellow is going on killing other people. He is not a devotee. So, what do we understand? Sri Ramakrishna comes to our devotee. He gives certain hints. First he says, here is a tamasika devotee. Tremendous faith in God. What? I am your child and you don't want to give me my share of property. I am going to sue you. Ram Prasad composed this song. He says, Mother, if you disclaim that I am your son, I will take you to court and your husband Shiva will be my witness. You know, the husband says, this is our son. Mother may not, but if you want, I have DNA test. See, that tremendous confidence. That is called tamasika bhakti. Ramakrishna gives an example also. There was a rich man. He has got some sons. So the one of them was this tamasika type of. So he went on pestering. Give me my share. They were saying, no, you are not of age. You know, minor. Major, you are not with them. So we will not give you. This is, I will see you. One day, his mother was taking a huge property from one place to another in a car. On the way, this fellow gathered his friends. It was a lattice and other thing. Then kicked all the servants and looted and then ran away. This is called tamasika. What is it?
Tremendous.
Let the mother go to court. Against whom is she going to go? My property, it belongs to me. I have every right for it. I asked for it nicely. This is a wonderful example there in life of Sri Ramakrishna. One devotee was there. He asked for mantra dikta. Sri Ramakrishna said, Amar bhoye gach. I care a fig for giving you mantra dikta. He said, okay, that's okay. Like that he went. But he made his own plans. But one day he came and Sri Ramakrishna was very eagerly waiting to go to Pank. So the devotee said, if you want to go to Pank, I brought a boat. Then already he made arrangements. Then the boat was in the mid Ganga, tremendous current. He stopped the boat and said, what about initiation now? Sri Ramakrishna said, is this the way of taking? I asked you very humbly, very pleadingly, but you said, Amar boy, that's it. I care if it, now the boat is not going to go anywhere. That means, you know what? Mahasannidhanam. You don't accede to our request. We will help you enter into samadhi. So Sri Ramakrishna said, no option. Okay, again, he said, stretch out your tongue. And he wrote some. You don't need it with mantra. The man said, this is the type of initiation. What type of, like that, hundreds of gurus are there who do that. Oh, what type of initiation do you want? What do you want? He said, we day, I name the body, you will come, I will lift my right hand, you will take my right hand and take me wherever you go. That is the promise you have to make. This is an example of Rama Sita. You know, he had confidence. Ramakrishna loves me, I love Ramakrishna, so I can demand. Neighboring child cannot come. I want your share of my property. He can't claim it. I belong to you. This is the Ramastika verse. What does Rajastika Bhatta do? He does lot of japa, tapa, any festival, first class, food, bhajan, bhojan, everything he does. And he will have a very nice Rudrakshamala. And in between, one Rudrakshamala is made up of gold. So like that, his earrings also will be there. And wonderful pictures of gods and goddesses will be there. If whatever he does, the whole world have to know everything. This is Rajasika devotee. Sattvika devotee, dilapidated house. It is somewhere repairing, somewhere leaking, somewhere rain is falling down. And a torrent, mosquito curtain, holy mosquito curtain. And then whole night is repeating the name of God. And morning, after the people come, they see he was sick. They think, poor man, maybe having some stomach ache or some problem, or could not sleep at night. So they don't know. Nobody knows what he does. This is God. Devotion. So that is what we are talking about. To me, Ritha. Important thing is guna rahitam. Means gunas means binding. Guna means rope. They bind. Here, this bhakti, this guna, it will also bind you. But with what? With God. Binds you to God, not to the world. It breaks the bondage of the world and it binds you forever with God. That is the most important. So that is what he is telling. Goni Trita Guna Veda. Then he says, Artha Adi Veda. Artha Adi, etc. Adi means, etc. Veda. References. What is it? This is directly reference to the Bhagavad Gita. This one, Chaturvedha. Four types of devotees. Artha, Arthartha, Jignasu, Nan. Gnani, here, is identified with Parabhakti. Nani means he is realizable. He has become one with God. He has become Parabhakti. We are not talking about Tritha. Only Artha. Artha, and Jignas. And later on it comes that the earlier one is superior to the later one. So that is what we need to discuss. Artha Bhakta is superior to Artharthi Bhakta. Artharthi Bhakta is superior to Jignasa Bhakta. So what does that mean? Artha Bhakta. It can be interpreted. I'm in distress. Draupadi was in distress. Vikendra was in distress. They were examples of Artha. Dhruva. He was example of Artharthi. He wanted a kingdom. So, he did it. Yeah. So, there are so many people who want to become pundits, all about God only. Scriptural knowledge, commentaries, etc., etc. That is called Jignasu Bhakta. So, Jignasu Bhakta is the third class Bhakta. Arthardi Bhakta is a second class Bhakta. Artha Bhakta is a first class Bhakta. So, what is the Arthi? Arthi means distress. What is the distress here in this case? This is, I have not seen God. I don't want anything but God. So, until I get God, I won't be at peace. His mind is burning. That is called Arthi. And he doesn't see anything in this world which can really satisfy. Only God can satisfy. Such a devotee is called Artha Bhakta. He is not in worldly distress. He is in spiritual distress. He wants only God. And that burning will not come down until God appears. This is called Artha Bhakti. Artharthi Bhakti. What does it mean? I want God. But I also have got little bit of desires, worldly desires. That is the example of Dhruva. It was said Dhruva was rejected by his father. You know the story?
Yeah, I know.
His father married two wives. Suniti. He had sons by both.
Yeah.
This, but Suniti was, Suniti or Suniti was very favorite.
Suniti was good.
The other brother's mother was very favorite to his king, his father. One day that small boy was taken into his lap by his father. This small boy, he also says, my brother is sitting there. I also want to sit. The father, stupid fellow. Whoever marries twice, he suffers 6 rings. So, his wife came. I think it was Suruchi.
Suruchi.
She came and she pushed him, my son, you are not fortunate. If you did not do sufficient punya so that you could be born in this womb, born in that womb. What an insult it is. Huh? And this fellow is an idiot, like a numb. He is not telling anything. You should have told.
Yeah.
He's also my son. I love both of you. I love both of my sons. He did not have the courage to tell. He made a Dasharatha also. Dasharatha married 3. How many rings?
9 rings.
So he died. He was, the thing is, marrying is not a problem. He was showing favoritism to only because she is the youngest, beautiful. Naturally, these people have become a little bit old. You should never have done that. You should have loved them equally. And he did not need really to marry 3 just because you are a king. You have the money to maintain that. But you don't have sufficient love to distribute equally. That is where Rama learned to be this. Anybody who marries twice, he will suffer. So he said, one word, one patri. 3 rings are more than sufficient. Understand now? He is a parent from his father only. Mostly it is what? So, what are we talking about? Artharthi. Artharthi means he has got a little bit of self-interest. I want some siddhis. Money may not be, but siddhis. Give me a little bit of power. Like that. Maybe power. It is little bit inferior to Artha. And Artha will not be satisfied until God comes. But Artharthi will be satisfied. It is given something. Okay, I have devotion for you, but this also is okay. But the Jignasu, he wants to become a pandit. He wants to write books. He wants to preach God's name. So he is diverting his attention to where he is. He is also noble because he is not talking anything excepting God. But compared to Artha Bhakta. So you understand now? Artha Bhakta, Artharthi Bhakta and Jignasu Bhakta. Jignasu is the worst. Then better than Jignasu is Artharthi Bhakta. And much better than Artharthi Bhakta is Artha Bhakta. Similarly, Tamo Bhakta is inferior. Better than Tamo Bhakta is Rajo Bhakta. Better than Rajo Bhakta is. This is what he wants to tell you. Uttarasmat, Uttarasmat, Purva, Purva, Shreyaya Bhavati. Shreyaya means makes for superior. What is it? Uttarasmat, Uttarasmat, that which comes later is inferior. That which comes prior, before, that is
yes.
Superiority. If you don't understand the earlier sutra, you won't be able to understand this. So, Rajas is better than Sattva, Rajas and Tam. So, better than everything, Tamo Bhakti. But better than Tamo Bhakti is Rajo Bhakti. Better than Rajo Bhakti is Sattva Bhakti. So, with compared to other things, Jignasu Bhakta is greater than not having any Bhakti. But Artharthi Bhakta is superior to Jignasu. And this Artha Bhakta is superior to even Artharthi Bhakta. Father, that means the most special moment in the world.